from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Good to have training camp upon us here in your city, the Flower City. Happy to be a part of it. Talk some Bills, and a great way to ring in the new year is
we used to go to camp, guys, and like the last few years, you could write with a Sharpie marker the starters and most of the backups at every position. I can only do that at a handful of spots this year.
Players reporting at St. John Fisher University for duty. Where will your eyes go first when training camp practice begins tomorrow?
Mike Danger.
We'll watch practice and, you know, we'll take away what we can take away from it, the players who make plays, the players who don't make plays. But the thing I'm going to be paying attention to is who's bringing the juice.
Gene Battaglia.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of these camp battles. Because now it comes into focus, like what will be our day one storylines. So we got to wait until Wednesday for all the news portion of this.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Yeah, this weekend will be our first full weekend with all teams back at training camp. The Bills reporting today. First practice tomorrow. And, of course, Gino and I will be live from St. John Fisher University every day that the team is practicing. I believe Derek Boyko and the Bills staff listen to the Sports Bar because we've got a total of 9 shows.
9 times.
From St. John Fisher during the course of training camp.
We do, Danger. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. So you lead a busy life. You have a job. You have kids. You can't be looking at X all day or social media. Don't worry. We got you covered. So just listen to the Sports Bar. Fantastic interviews. We're lining up. Really, it is my favorite 3 weeks of the year here in the Sports Bar.
Now, we don't have confirmation yet, but if history serves, we'll probably get Brandon Bean on the first day that we're at camp. He usually makes the rounds and, you know, kind of sets the table for the next few weeks. That would be nice. One person I don't need to hear from at training camp, and it's somebody that we haven't heard from with the Bills or the Sabres in a long, long time, that's Terry Pegula. Don't really need to hear from the owner of the Bills.
Yeah, listen, Mr. Pegula, if you're listening, you are welcome to call us at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. He did that way back in the day. Like, he called in just, you know, wanted to talk. I mean, if he wants to talk,
I would love to just talk.
That's fine. But I'm
him.
Just saying, from a business standpoint, if you're comparing it to, hey, I'm Mike Brown for the Bengals,
well,
then bleh.
This is the problem, right? Like, you hear Mike Brown speak yesterday on the topic of paying his star players, and you're just reminded of how cheap that organization remains. Honestly, without Zach Taylor, without Eminem as their quarterback.
Wait.
Joe Burrow.
People might not have heard.
Joe Burrow bleached his head.
I thought that was kind of a goof there. Somebody having fun with Photoshop.
Maybe
like,
he lost a bet. I don't know. But yeah, Joe Burrow doesn't look like Joe Burrow anymore. Sorry, he looks more like Slim Shady. The easy thing. And Slim Shady's really the only person I've ever seen that can pull that off. Joe Burrow trying to be the second. Without Zach Taylor, without Joe Burrow, the Bengals are likely a sub-6-win team annually. Now, Brown spoke to the team's inability to sign T. Higgins as well as insisting that an extension for Ja'Marr Chase won't happen this season. Chase is going to enter the option year of his rookie deal next offseason, and, well, he'll be looking to become the highest paid receiver in the game. And I'm betting Brown will do to Chase what they're doing to Higgins right now. They've always been dysfunctional. A competent head coach and quarterback serve as one hell of a deodorant in Cincinnati. Also, while hearing him talk, Gino, this is my point. I became thankful that we don't hear from Bills owner Terry Pegula, because I'm sure as a billionaire owner, he shares many of the same views as Brown does. Luckily, he doesn't make them so obvious and public.
No, well, he's got people, namely Brandon Bean or Pete Guelli on the business side, to the speaking for him. This is why you're paying these individuals all this money here. Back to the Bengals, though. How is this good business? Like, these are guys that should be your future, should be your core. Okay, you made a decision that you don't want to pay the one receiver in Higgins. See, the mistake they made, Danger, was this. Letting this kind of drag out. As soon as you decided, look, our pay structure will only call for paying one wide receiver, then you had to trade Higgins this time last year and bring in somebody new and train that person, get up to speed, or draft somebody else. You have no choice but to pay Chase. So waiting, how does that benefit you? It's going to only go up and up and up and up and up.
They hadn't paid Burrow by this time last year. Burrow was still, you know, not done. That deal was not done until you got deeper into camp. So they drag their feet. It's hard for him to part ways with millions of dollars to players on his team. They remain cheap. They remain dysfunctional.
That being said, Danger, you take the temperature any national reporter, observer, who's the chief competitor to the Chiefs? They're going to say Cincinnati more often than not. Here's my point. My point is this. Kansas City retooled. They thought we'd be a down year. Oh, my gosh, Tyreek Hill. No, they were just fine. We're seeing Buffalo retool. The cap forces you to do this. To me, Cincinnati is not setting themselves up for a retool. The end is close. It's nearer than many people think for Cincinnati, particularly if your quarterback is talking about his football mortality.
Oh, I'm more worried about what he did to his hair. You know, he bleached blonde hair, and now it
what
looks,
year is this?
It looks more like Jake Browning is QB1 now. Jake Browning's team in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is going to have to rip that away from Jake Browning based on his performance last year and his decision to bleach his hair.
I guess maybe if you wanted to go out in public in a different city and nobody would recognize him.
Oh, like, you won't recognize him.
No.
You don't look like Joe Burrow anymore. Not anymore. That's one bit of NFL news that we got, Gino. And I know you're licking your chops because we could have, well, we have a report that could lead to you winning a bet at some point here in the near future.
I mean, listen, you just pay up now. Like, this is...
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, well, as a friend, I'm just saying, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off and we can enjoy
it. Because that's how
now.
A wager works, yes.
Report from ESPN's Dan Graziano on the future of Bill Belichick. And notice how we pivoted from, oh my gosh, he's dating a 27-year-old to actually looking to the future.
27 or
26, 28?
24?
Okay, way too young. Well, actually, wait, no, she's not 27. What am I talking about? 24,
yeah,
23.
Yeah, she's like 24, right?
Yeah, hairdresser.
Give man credit where it's due, man. 27.
Bridgewater State, a fine school.
Way too old for Belichick. He needs to go 24 or younger.
Quote from Graziano. Quote, people close to Belichick say that they believe he still wants to coach at least long enough to get to the 15 wins he needs to surpass Don Shula atop the all-time wins list, and that he'll have an eye on potential opportunities this season as it goes along. With apologies to Billy Joel, Mike Danger, here's my version. A box of red, a box of white, perhaps a box of rosé instead.
No.
I'll collect any time you want at Gino's restaurant.
No!
No more singing in the sports bar. Never.
I'm excited.
You haven't won anything. And I'll go a step further. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Bold prediction right now. This bold prediction will ensure that you get just excited enough to have your heart ripped out. Are you ready?
You're going way off the board. I'm listening.
I believe the New York Giants this upcoming season will finish with the NFL's worst record.
Wow. Wait a second. They got some pieces on their
defense.
Pains
me to say that.
Yeah.
Pains me to say that. We like Brian Daboll. I mean, the pieces that we've seen of Joe Shane and the Hard Knocks, offseason Hard Knocks,
not good.
They don't look like a functional organization. They look incompetent. It's borderline Cleveland Browns Hard Knocks incompetent. When you watch the Cleveland Browns Hard Knocks, you saw a team run by Hugh Jackson, and you're like, oh boy, these guys aren't good. They won one game, or did they go winless that season? I can't remember.
Yeah, what did it for me, the clip making the rounds from the show, was talking about the Saquon Barkley negotiations, and Shane's like, well, Chicago's interested, and I guess Philadelphia. And the owner makes it crystal clear. I don't want him going to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay. He's your boss.
Yes.
He's your boss.
Yes. Dysfunction.
You failed.
Yes.
You failed. So to me, unless this is a playoff year, he's dead man walking.
It doesn't look good.
No.
It doesn't look good in New York. And they're not a playoff team. They won't be in the playoffs. In fact, I believe they will finish with the worst record in the NFL.
And you're going to say, and they're going to hire somebody else not named Bill Belichick.
Well, I'm saying that. And I'm putting that out there because my bold predictions never come true, which would mean that they're actually going to be just fine. Bill Belichick is not going to be the next coach of the New York Giants, and I'm still going to win the bet when it's all said and done. So I'm not too worried about it, Gino. I'm not going to pay a bet until that bet is due, and we won't know on the future of Bill Belichick as a head coach in the NFL until, you know, spring at the earliest. I think if he believes he's going to get the Shula record, he's delusional. There's no way he's going to go to a team that would hire him. A team like the Giants, let's say I'm right. Let's say the Giants finish the season with the worst record. They're on the clock. Has Bill Belichick shown you any ability to rebuild a team? Because he had the opportunity to do it in New England and failed. Why would you hire him other than the nostalgia or the
Have you met the New York Giant fan base, Mike?
I get it. Yeah. I get that. But it's not going to equate to 15 wins over the course of his tenure as a coach.
He doesn't care about 15 wins.
He does.
He is, well,
at least long enough to get, that was the quote, right? At least long enough to get the 15 wins. And he's not going to get them. And furthermore, Andy Reid is going to get them. And Andy Reid will be the guy that surpasses Don Shula, not Bill Belichick.
Brad in Rochester, you can join us at 866-4FAN, 866-4326. What's up, Brad?
Hey, why don't we just have a bold prediction that, you know, he returns to the place he turned away before, and he becomes the new New York Jets coach for next year.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
If they implode.
Well, you know, why wouldn't that happen, Danger? Because
they're a clown show.
Saleh is not great, and Rodgers wouldn't be there because Lord knows he can't rule the roost.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So it'd be Belichick coming in, being the, I will make sure to take care of these guys. Yada, 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 and promise the world.
I see this because what Danger's saying, you would need an owner who's a jock sniffer. Or in this case, a head coach sniffer.
Woody like Johnson. Belichick's not going to go work for that guy. Belichick's not going to work for that clown show.
Will, if it means to stick at the craft.
Nah, I don't see it. I don't see him going back, man. I don't. I'm sticking to my guns. That guy's going to be so good at media. He's going to do such a good job. He's going to be charming. He's going to be insightful. Why would he want to come back to that grind at his age? Why would you want him back at his age? His inability to relate to a younger generation, younger players. I know he's dating a 24-year-old, different than coaching a 24-year-old.
You are just kind of disregarding that empire he built in New England. Like you're looking at the ending.
On the arm of Tom Brady.
He invented Tom Brady. He navigated.
He stumbled into Tom Brady.
It
was
won
an accident.
Rings. He had the vision to say, what other coach today, Danger, would take their franchise quarterback and say, go take a seat? That's what they did with Drew Bledsoe. But because it happened so long ago. Yeah.
That was a ballsy move, and he reaped the rewards of that. Now, when that gravy train came to a halt, he had no ability to get Mac Jones?
Can I show you the win game? Can I show you the one? I can't believe I'm defending the Patriots. Stop making me defend the Patriots.
You have this Stockholm syndrome from the drought era.
I do.
The drought era.
I love Bill Belichick.
Drought
Tom
era was
Brady.
A long, long time ago, Gino. We weren't even on the air during the drought era, Bills. Like, that was a long, long time ago.
Oh, no, we were.
We had 1 year.
1 year.
We had 1 year
one
of the drought.
One Rex Ryan year, and that was an S show.
All right. While I'm dishing out bold predictions. And I know we're about a month or so away from our bold predictions for the upcoming NFL season. I've got one on my mind, and I can't shake it, and it can't wait. Because last year, you and everyone laughed at me when I said Pittsburgh would be a playoff team. All my Steeler fan friends told me I was nuts. Yet there they were, wild card weekend in Buffalo this season. I'm reversing course. Pittsburgh is going to suffer their first losing season with Mike Tomlin as their head coach. Arthur Smith hasn't shown any ability to develop a young quarterback. And for that matter, Tomlin couldn't get it done with Kenny Pickett. And that's assuming that Justin Fields even sees the field, which I don't think he does. Russell Wilson doing Russell Wilson things will divide that locker room. But more importantly, Gino, look at their schedule. They could start the season hot. It's light. They could even be as good as a 7-2 team before they start playing their divisional games, the gauntlet of their schedule. They're going to struggle. 8-9, 7-10 feels like a best case scenario for Pittsburgh this year.
Okay, come on. Don't be a coward. Take it a step further. Follow me on this. Since 2010, there are only three teams in the NFL that have not finished in last place. Packers, believe it or not, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh. So what are you saying? They're a last-place team? Are you saying that the Pittsburgh Steelers are a last-place team?
I'm saying my bold prediction is the Pittsburgh Steelers will finish with a losing record this
year. That's not, but give me something. Give me the AFC North there. Be bold. Are they a last-place team?
Yeah, sure. They're a last-place team. Pittsburgh's a last-place team with Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback and Arthur Smith as their offensive coordinator.
There you go. That's bold.
All right, there we go. That's where I'm at. I know we're going to do our official bold prediction show in a few weeks. I couldn't wait.
I looked at
that schedule, and I'm like, oh, my God. The way this sets up, they're setting themselves up for a hot start. Everybody will love what they see, and then it'll all fall apart when they get smashed in the mouth by the Browns and by the Ravens. It's just going to be ugly. And I think Tomlin has his first losing season. It doesn't go well in Pittsburgh. I don't know that they'll tolerate a last place finish, but they just extended him. He's not going anywhere.
A random thought here real quick is we have the sporting event for people who don't like sports. That would be known as the Olympics. Someday I hope to get to some of these great cities that have hosted London, Paris, Barcelona. But I have been to L.A. A lot of things I like about L.A. You've been there too. But getting around L.A. ain't one of them.
No, it sucks.
It's not like there's public transportation. There is, but it's... How are you going to move these visitors from around the globe? I just wonder how many residents in LA in 2028 are just going to leave town or plan on working from home. No one in Rochester is allowed to complain about the traffic unless you're in LA.
Yeah, LA is the worst. No, I have no interest in California. Like when people talk about, oh, it's so beautiful. It's okay. California is kind of, California might be a state that's even more messed up than New York State. Like California's a mess. No, the infrastructure is backwards. The traffic is horrible. You have beautiful climate. You have wonderful beaches.
Listen, I could spend 2 weeks there, no problem.
Exactly right.
2 weeks, no problem. Could I make it home? Call it home?
Yeah, I don't know that I could. I don't know that I could. And we're already looking forward to the LA games. That's 4 years from now, right?
That's it. Yeah, we're on the clock, believe it or not.
Before we know
it. At the end of this, don't they do the closing ceremonies, like a little hat tip to the next host city?
Speaking of on the clock, fantasy football draft season is right around the corner. F joins us next. That's Michael F. Florio from NFL Network. We'll talk some fantasy football. Dive a little bit into this Chiefs offense and whether or not it could be as productive as we've come to know over the course of the last few seasons with Patrick Mahomes. Michael F. Florio from NFL Network stopping by the sports bar next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rocha.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
It all begins at St. John Fisher University. Players reporting today. First practice tomorrow morning. Chris, we're going to be watching those wide receivers battle. Chris Brown today on One Bills Live.
You're still going to probably carry 6 on your roster. So now, where the rubber really meets the road is where you got upwards of 9 guys fighting for 2 roster spots. When it gets tight and the supply outweighs demand, that's when it gets interesting in training camp.
Well, what Bills should you draft on your fantasy team? Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network joins us next year in the Sports Bar. Subway Series resumes tonight in the Bronx. It's the Yankees and the Mets. All the action in the majors on the lights tonight, including Paul Skeens and the Pirates. They host St. Louis. Rochester Red Wings back home this week tonight. The Wings hosting Lehigh Valley. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
As we start to get fed a steady dose of practice highlights from around the league, we start to wonder how it may impact our fantasy drafts. If you're in season-long redraft, or if you're in redraft leagues, we want to get you prepared to build a championship roster. So we welcome in the best and the brightest minds out there that talk fantasy football, guys like Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network. And, well, most importantly, Michael, can I call you F? I feel like F should be your nickname. If you're going to join us in the Sports Bar to avoid any confusion with any other NFL personalities, F to talk some fantasy football here.
Or just F in Florio, maybe.
Either way works for me. Any way that you guys want to call me, as long as we're talking some football, it's cool by me.
very good. Can you imagine here what it was like in Western New York? And we're going to be doing this all through the year, right? Judging Keon Coleman versus Xavier Worthy. And there's the first clip of training camp that goes viral over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes teeing it up to Xavier Worthy. And I see that and I take it for what it is. It's training camp with shells on. I mean, it's not full pads. It is what it is. But I guess my question is, like, Worthy from a fantasy standpoint, Rice, who's got some off-field issues, maybe it's Hollywood Brown. The target distribution in Kansas City, certainly always a place you want to go to, an offense if you want to try to win your fantasy football league. But how do you navigate who's going to be getting what in the Kansas City offense, Michael?
Yeah, that is going to be one of the biggest questions heading into draft season. And I saw some Chiefs fans being like, thanks, Bills, for this. And I was like, you guys should be thanking the Bills to Patrick Mahomes, not Xavier Worthy, who hasn't done a single snap yet in the NFL. But I think it's possible that all of them contribute in a pretty big way. But my favorite of the bunch is Marquise Brown, because they're all, at least in early drafts right now, they're all going in the fifth or sixth round. And early drafts seem to get wide receivers pulled up. So even if they fall down a little bit, I do expect all three of them to kind of go around the same range, which means you have to take your pick. And the reason I like Marquise Brown the most is because, one, Rashee Rice, while it's starting to look like he might not face a suspension this year, he's not out of the woodwork yet there. And the Chiefs, I know they're saying they're not going to bring Xavier Worthy along slowly. I'll believe it when I see it, because the Chiefs are the kings at bringing players along slowly, not just rookies. They do it with their running backs. Travis Kelce last year, they did it with him early in the regular season. And then, because they know they're going to make the playoffs, they just want everyone right and at their best come then. But for me, I think Marquise Brown, best field stretcher Mahomes has had since Tyreek Hill. I think that Chiefs clearly wanted to emphasize adding more speed and more downfield ability after they had to dink and dunk their way to two Super Bowls the last 2 years. So to me, I think just his play style paired with the fact that he's the only guy I feel confident from day one will get 100% of his normal workload. So because of that, he is the one I'm targeting. But it is possible that he or any of these guys could finish as a wide receiver one in fantasy, because Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Mike, I'm not going to contradict what you just said, because it all makes terrific sense. I'm looking at somebody else in that offense that I don't feel like anybody really talks about. And you don't have to, I mean, we all have long memories when it comes to Andy Reid and his offenses. I mean, Brian Westbrook was awesome for fantasy football teams when he was coaching the Eagles. Were we sleeping on Isaiah Pacheco? Do you think Pacheco could be one of those kind of like sneaky RB2s with RB1 upside?
I think most people are sleeping on Isaiah Pacheco. I do not fall in that group. In fact, he's going in the fourth round in early drafts right now. And again, I think running backs get pulled up the closer and closer we get to the start of the season. But he is my favorite value as of right now in the early rounds. I have him as a top eight fantasy running back. But most people, yeah, target him as like a borderline RB2, high-end RB1, because I don't think people, at least in my opinion, are realizing just how good Isaiah Pacheco is. Last year when he was getting 60% of the snaps, he averaged over 19 fantasy points per game, plus his target rate doubled in year two. And that, to me, is the big thing. Not only did they use him more in the passing game last year, it was when they used him more in the passing game. Late in the year, in the playoffs, he had six targets, I believe, in the Super Bowl. So he, I believe, really earned their trust there late last year. There's no Jerick McKinnon. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the only backup there. Plus, we know we want running backs that are tied to good offenses, that are tied to a lot of scoring opportunities. He brings all of that. We know he is a good runner. I think he's going to post career highs as a runner and as a receiver this year. And outside of the people listening, I hope no one pays attention to this, because I want to keep getting him at a discount.
We're talking to Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, and it's funny how things just kind of change so rapidly in this sport here. And something rare is happening, and that is Well, you can't call it a holdout because technically he's there, but for intents and purposes, you're not on the field, and right now you're not going to be taking any snaps or working out until the contract gets done. The Jordan Love situation, how rare is it? The only guy I could come up with as far as the quarterback, Kelly Stauffer, was a holdout. I don't barely remember the guy, but my question about Jordan Love in this story here, you could say it's going to get done, but the longer this goes on, and we've seen other holdouts and soft tissue injuries, perhaps, like at what point in the timeline does this become a concern, Michael?
If he's still holding out, let's say once training camp is actually really officially underway and into August, then I will be concerned. We have seen reports. I believe it was Ian Rappaport, and if it might have been another reporter, I apologize if I got that one wrong. But I've seen reports tweeted out that the expectation is that come the end of this week, Jordan Love will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, which might sound crazy to some. It's just the way the quarterback position works. But this is the fall off of the early career kind of, I don't know if you want to say mismanagement or whatever, of Jordan Love, because last year was the only opportunity the Packers were going to get before they had to decide if he was a franchise guy or not. Now, early in the year, it did not look like he was, but clearly as the year went on, he proved that, hey, the franchise is in good hands here. I think they would rather see him do it more than just 1 year, but because of how they handled the situation with when they drafted him and Aaron Rodgers and all that, they don't have a choice. And look, there's not a future Hall of Famer that you use the first-round pick sitting behind this guy now, so you have to pay him. I think the Packers know that. I think Jordan Love knows that. And I'm expecting this to get solved sooner than later. It hasn't changed, at least not yet for me, anything of how I'm viewing the Packers and their offense for fantasy purposes.
Michael, it blows my mind. Everything that you just said blows my mind. And we're not talking about a full season. We're talking about essentially 8 games that he looked like a leader of that team. And, you know, I don't fault the guy for wanting to make more than $10.5 million going into this season, but to hear that he could be the highest paid quarterback out of all of the guys that are out there, my God, what does that mean then if you're Dak Prescott in Dallas, if you're Tua down in Miami? How does this all play out, and how do we benefit from it as fantasy players?
It means I think that those guys are going to get paid. If it's not this year, it'll be next year. And, like, the Tua situation is a little different than Dak, in my opinion, because I think Tua is more – look, he's a good quarterback. He can get the ball to his guys. He can put them – get it where he needs the X to get it to. But I believe that if Tua left and went anywhere else, his numbers would decline because he benefits from having Hill and Waddle and a genius of a head coach in Mike McDaniel. I will never give that guy enough praise. He is so smart offensively. His only weakness is Sean McVay's defense, I believe. But Dak Prescott, I think, has proven to us that regardless of play caller, coach, who's around him weapon-wise, that he can produce. So that's one that's a little bit more confusing to me because with Miami, you understand, at least I can understand a little bit, maybe not wanting to pay Tua that much, worried about the concussions from his past and stuff like that. Dak, outside of the lack of playoff success, I don't know what more Dak Prescott has to do to show that he's worthy of getting this contract. And Cowboys fans might say, well, he hasn't won in the playoffs. I could show you a long list of quarterbacks who never won in the playoffs and got paid when their time was to get paid. So the Dak one is a little bit more confusing to me. And my hope is that if they don't sign him, I don't think he'll hold out or anything. Maybe he'll just get that extra little incentive to pad his stats a little bit more, which can't hurt for fantasy.
We're talking to Michael F. Florio from the NFL Network, another consistent place to go for fantasy points. Certainly has been Cincinnati, and you have the owner over the weekend kind of commenting on the contract. It's not even a negotiation, but it doesn't sound like anything's getting done anytime soon with Jamar Chase, and then you have T. Higgins going into a walk year, which you really – don't think that's ideal, but your thoughts here on Joe Burrow as well, because Joe Burrow, by the way, dyeing his hair or bleaching it today, like your thoughts on where Cincinnati is headed, and are we actually closer to the end of the beginning here, for this Bengals offense and their run?
Yeah, Joe Burrow all of a sudden looking like Eminem and Cody Rhodes kind of into one. I don't know what he was thinking with his hair, but
My thinking, at least for this year with the Bengals offense, is I expect them to be one of the better units in football. But beyond this year, there's big question marks because, like you said, they have to pay Joe Burrow. And I think he'll get paid. I do believe Burrow is one of the better quarterbacks, one of the best quarterbacks in football. Now, do I think he gets overhyped a little bit when he gets pushed ahead of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson? Yes, I do. I think he is behind those guys, but still a top five quarterback, still one that you want to pay. The only thing I'm thinking with him is he's coming off of this hand injury that is not common. In fact, he might be one of the only quarterbacks ever to suffer this kind of injury. So I get it if the Bengals are saying, we want you to go out there and prove to us that you're the same guy before we invest our entire future into you. But when it comes to the wide receivers, we've known this since they've drafted Ja'Marr Chase. They will one day have to choose one of these two, and it seems like Chase is going to be the one that they choose to pay, keep him with Joe Burrow. They play college and everything together. T. Higgins on the franchise deal, they went the route of, okay, we're going to draft your replacement a year before you leave. And I think Jermaine Burton was brought in to kind of learn this year, be the wide receiver three, and then next year and beyond be this team's wide receiver two. So long term, as long as Burrow and Chase are there, I think the Bengals are in good hands. But while we're talking about the Bengals, Lou Anarumo, their DC, needs more credit because
yes,
everyone gives all the credit to Joe Burrow and co. for that Super Bowl run. I think he was the mastermind behind it.
Michael F. Florio, Fantasy Football, NFL Network, stopping by the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia as we get you ready for your redraft leagues, and draft season is right around the corner. There is a couple of big-name wide receivers that are seeking new deals as well. And whenever you hear about a player not reporting, as CeeDee Lamb appears to not be reporting to Cowboys training camp, there's that thing in the back of your head that worries about the soft tissue injuries early in the year. Now, Brandon Ayuk is reporting to Niners camp, even though he's requested a trade. The belief, I think, is, and I think we even spoke about this the last time we had you on with us, Mike, is that that Ayuk deal is going to get done at some point, and he'll remain a 49er. But what are you doing with CeeDee Lamb, who I think a lot of people have as wide receiver one, knowing that his time in the preseason might be limited, and does that give you a slight pause in terms of where you draft him in round one?
As of today, in late July, it hasn't. It's we're still talking about this, though, in mid-August when preseason games are underway and we're beyond training camp and he's still not there. That's when I think I'll start to change things. But as of right now, he's still my wide receiver one. I don't see any reason at all why Jerry Jones would not pay this guy. He is one of the best wide receivers in football. Statistically speaking, last year was the best. He has the chance. You have a chance to make him like kind of a cowboy for life. And I, going back a couple of years ago, the thinking was like they let Amari Cooper walk because they know they're going to have to pay and keep CeeDee Lamb. So I still do think they'll get things worked out. This is kind of the time of year where the players have the power to say like, no, I don't want to show up until you pay me and stuff. But that doesn't become a real big issue to me unless we're talking about this still closer and closer to the season. Like when we get into August, middle of August, if it's still going on, I will. But if you're of a different mindset of me, I mean, Tyreek Hill is right there. And Tyreek Hill was better than CeeDee Lamb last year until he got hurt late in the year. So if you want to just pivot and say, I don't want the mess, the headache there, I'll just take Tyreek Hill. I don't think that's the wrong answer either.
Yeah, we're talking to Michael F. Florio. I know we talked our last conversation last week, Michael, about the Bills, but we're all geeked up. Team is reported, first practice. Danger and I will be out there tomorrow. And look, there are a lot of our listeners that are going to be drafting deep, and there's a lot of people that might want a Buffalo Bill on their roster. When you look at the wide receiver position here, and you've got a lot of names, whether it's MVS, Chase Claypool, you've got KJ Hamler, you got a guy named Justin Shorter. I mean, do any of these names, are they worth a flyer in your opinion, or you just got to wait until later on here in the preseason here? What are your thoughts on the back end here that camp battle for the Bills' wide receiver position?
I have been targeting the top three guys in Coleman, Shakir, and Samuel, and Samuel is the one I'm least interested in. Shakir, I think, is the best value, and Coleman has the high ceiling. Outside of that, I haven't drafted a ton of the other guys because there's so many of them competing for such few spots. And I am of the mindset that those other three are at least early, should be the top three. Now, it sounds like maybe Coleman needs to really win that job and stuff. Mac Hollins is the only one that I feel like seems like a lock to make the roster. MVS, I think if he does, he's going to play the same role that he did in Kansas City, which is the cardio king field stretcher, so that you can't load up near the line of scrimmage. But I don't think he's going to become anything more than what like Gabe Davis was. And for fantasy purposes, that was a weekly headache. So it's worth following and keeping an eye on, because look, if any of these guys get an opportunity to be consistently out there on the field with Josh Allen, you want to take note of that for fantasy purposes. But right now, with there being, like you said, so many options for such a small portion of the roster, I need to see who stands out, who has the chemistry with Josh Allen, and even more importantly than that, like, who's getting reps with the ones? And if we hear that, hey, MBS or KJ Hamler or Matt Collins is seeing a lot of time with the ones, then I think that player becomes a late-round flyer to throw a dart on. But for right now, I don't know if any of them have really separated themselves from the pack yet.
F, if we're talking about camp battles at quarterback, give us a rookie quarterback not named Caleb Williams that you would want to stash or play as your QB2 in a super flex league.
Jaden Daniels. I have him ranked higher than Caleb Williams, not for real life purposes, but for fantasy, just because of what he can do with his legs. And think back to that half a year where Lamar Jackson played, or that final 5-6 weeks with Jalen Hurts played, or Kyler Murray's rookie year, or the list, Anthony Richardson in the small sample size we saw him last year. The list goes on. These quarterbacks that can run are useful from day one in fantasy, and most of these guys have finished every year they've ever played as a QB1, at least in points per game, because of what they give you with their legs. It is such a cheat code, and it's why Josh Allen is routinely the QB1 every year, and Jalen Hurts is top two or three, and Lamar's up there, because you not only get all of that pass game production, but 10 rushing yards is equivalent to 25 passing yards. And in most leagues, a rushing touchdown is equivalent to 1.5 passing touchdowns. So those numbers really add up quickly. And Jaden Daniels, his last 2 years in college, ran for over 2,000 yards and 21 rushing touchdowns. So I have him as a QB1 this year. Some people might be surprised. I have him in my top 10, actually. I'm really bullish on him and his ability, but I don't think in most leagues you'll have to pay a top 10 price to get him. I think you could get him as a QB2, which means that he's even more of a value than he should be.
I love how you just called him F. Just slipped that right in there, like, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, if you have a buddy, you just call him by their nickname, and Florio's our buddy, but we don't want to create confusion, so we just call him F.
Yeah, like,
it works for me.
Yeah, MFF. Michael F. Florio. Michael, as we're kind of gearing up here, tell everybody how they can follow you, where they can get more of your content.
Yeah, NFL fantasy right now, we're starting to gear up, get ready for the season. We have the podcast coming out multiple days a week. Definitely just subscribe there. We have a show called The Cheat Sheet every Thursday on our YouTube channel. And then I'm writing for NFL.com. Fantasy Live is back August 12th on your TV. Set your DVRs. And then I also am doing some fantasy content writing over at rotoballer.com, and I host the show on Sunday afternoons on SiriusXM Fantasy Rotoballer Radio with myself and Scott Engel.
All right, well, let's try and get something consistent going here in the sports bar with you, Mike, because your insight is valuable, and I have a feeling you're going to help a lot of our listeners win their fantasy championships this season.
I'm looking forward to it.
Michael, thanks so much. Let's do this again. Appreciate your time today.
Likewise.
All right, Michael F. Florio. Fantasy football talk from NFL Network and more, sharing some of his insight here as we get ready for fantasy football draft season. This is the part of the show where I tell Gene Battaglia how in love with Isaiah Pacheco I am as a running back, as a draft target.
Is it that, or is it you're just channeling your inner PJ Glasser? I'd say Pacheco.
Pacheco. Oh, be a lot of fun to have him on my roster all year, just to walk around and go, I like Isaiah Pacheco, home.
It's not real fantasy. I guess you could say it's fantasy, a contract-related thing, but the Rams, if we redid the contract of Matthew Stafford, which, okay, you knew he was going to be the quarterback. Here's the interesting thing. No guaranteed dollars after this season.
Uh-huh.
who's going to be the next quarterback in L.A.? That's fascinating. I mean, I would think McVay has a plan there. That's a team, too. Like, maybe that's the next conversation. Like, Puka Nacua, here I am. Oh, damn, I wish I had him. Like, there's got to be somebody that's coming up, whether it's the running back or who's going to be the next kind of guy that pops out of nowhere with the Rams.
Wait, the Rams, I think a lot of people are sleeping on the Rams. The Rams are pretty good for fantasy purposes. Rams are pretty good offense last year. If you had Kyron Williams, if you had Puka Nacua, if you drafted Stafford late, he didn't let you down.
Then we'll all be pulling for Trey White.
Trey White is on the defensive there, yeah. side of the ball. Absolutely. Great stuff from Michael F. Florio. Really appreciate him stopping by. And I'm not being facetious when I say I'd love to get something with him going through the regular season, because I think that guy is talk not just fantasy, just football.
No, I think it's great. We have somebody on the NFL Network with us on a regular basis, just like we have Andy Behrens from Yahoo Fantasy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be, we love that relationship with Andy as well.
Yeah, we got to talk with Andy soon. Andy and I were engaging the other day. The day that I forgot to bring coffee, Andy was beside himself. How does that happen? How does someone exist by forgetting coffee? How do you forget? One does not merely forget coffee. What's your excuse?
Well, to the outsiders, and those of us in Rochester would understand this, like, you work in any city, within a 2-block radius, there's a Dunkin' Starbucks, blah, blah, blah. Not here in High Falls. Nope. No, sir.
Well, the frugal amongst us would also say, yeah, better just to, pop in a K-cup or brew a pot at home and then take that with you and save yourself.
How do you did not know there was a K-cup machine down here, though?
That's on me. That's on you. I mean, I'm still getting used to our new surroundings here, man. This is a new studio for us. We've got a new kind of like blast zone here that we're dealing with.
I mean, fridge down there.
I got a fridge next to me. I look over to my right and I can see the B studio, which was, this is new. This new
surroundings.
Uncharted territory for us here in the sports bar. Happy hour is next. We got a lot to unpack from our conversation from Matt Perino, who joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to continue to preview Bills training camp, the team in town, reporting to St. John Fisher University today. First practice tomorrow morning. And, of course, we will be live at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp. Thanks to our friends from Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road Webster, and aceswim.com. And Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. You can pull up a stool and join us in the sports bar at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.